Hey everyone, this is Leonard Lee, Executive Analyst at Next Curve, and I am here joined by Matt Hatton and Jim Morrish of Transforma Insight. And if you don't know by now, we have a partnership going, and one of the things that we're really excited about is going in to MWC 2024 in partnership with the Joint Agenda. And today what we're going to do is go over that agenda so that you have an idea of what we're going to be looking at. And, you know, of course, if you're a company that feels that, hey, I have something to say to these guys based on what they're interested in, we're more than happy to hear from you. Okay. And so the purpose of this particular podcast is to really get the message out there as to what Next Curve and Transforma Insight is going to be up to at MWC 2024. So, gentlemen, I think we just put it out there. What are our priorities and what it is that our audience can expect from us as we recap the event together?
First thing to mention probably is the 5G IoT summit, which Jim and I are both engaged with, so as well as a whole bunch of face-to-face meetings, there's always a few sort of speaking engagements and so on. So I'll be doing a 5G IoT State of the Union, State of the Nation. I forget exactly what the terminology is, but it's something highfalutin. So they've landed me with a not insubstantial task of summing up everything that's going on in cellular IoT in about 15 minutes. So I'll be doing that. But there's some interesting stuff, actually very interesting stuff happening in that. But I should mention, Jim, you're also doing something in that session as well, I think.
I am. So that's a panel on non-terrestrial networks. A lot of interest in that space at the moment. There's an interesting topic of conversation at CES, Leonard, when we were out there earlier this year. Although it's interesting how the conversation seemed to stop. There was a remark of interest in non-terrestrial networks, but no. And then with that technology, we're going to do these things. That second part of it hadn't really been thought through. So hopefully we'll see some of that in Barcelona.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, so everybody tune in. Check their calendars. We'll post some information on the moderations and the keynotes that Jim and Matt are doing. And so, gentlemen, why don't we get into it? Let's talk about it. So you mentioned non-terrestrial. Let's go through what are some of the focus areas that you guys have lined up for MWC 2024.
Well, should we stick on that topic of technology first off? Because clearly probably the prime reason for us all going over there is to talk mobile technologies. So non-terrestrial networks, obviously very interesting. Satellite connectivity, mostly as far as I can see it, the really interesting stuff is using that in as a hybrid with cellular connectivity as a sort of backup, redundancy, value-added service associated with that cellular connectivity. So that's pretty interesting, and I think we'll be talking to quite a few people about that. 5G, as already mentioned, well, 5G, it's kind of taken a while to emerge because there's not really many people running standalone networks. No one's really in a position to expose the network functions. No one's really doing network slicing in meaningful ways, and so the capabilities of 5G haven't really been properly exposed in meaningful ways, certainly in the IoT bits that we tend to look at. So it'd be interesting to see if anybody's really taking that and moving it on at all. And the other big tech area that I would highlight is around eSIM, SGP32, and what the implications and impact of that will be. That's the new IoT variant of eSIM, which kind of streamlines it, takes out some of the complexity associated with the previous versions, but isn't necessarily a universal panacea for how you connect devices across multiple networks. There's still some commercial issues to be resolved. So the technology is pretty neat, but the question is how do the commercial models work? So for me, I think probably in terms of three technologies, those are the three bits of technology that I'll be talking to people a lot about.
Okay. All right. Only three. One amazing.
There's a million more, but you know, I'll go with those three as a starter.
Okay, Jim. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, well, it's a list of three, so there's a bit of potential to add, as you commented. Certainly on the technology side, I'm interested to see some of the developments in NB-IoT. I think some people have been thinking about how roaming might be better supported for NB-IoT, and also overall how connectivity could be, you know, cellular connectivity could be better packaged for, you know, end users who actually just want to use a nice, simple, packaged solution. So I'm looking for some development in that kind of space. But actually, I'm going to spend quite a lot of my time looking at the kind of stuff that's around the cellular ecosystem. So, you know, the LoRa players, the wider IoT players, some of the propositions in smart cities and enterprise solutions and the systems integrators and the platforms. So I'm going to be seeking out, you know, the likes of the Siemens and the PTCs and the Bosches and trying to hang out with them and find out what they're up to, because it's another one of those big shows that pulls in the whole ecosystem.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. So I guess I will add. I mean, there we have some overlap going on, which is fine because I think it is going to create some opportunities for us to have some debate and synthetic outputs out of that debate that should be really interesting for our audience. And so, you know, as far as NextCurve goes, some of the things that we're going to really focus on is this whole topic of 5G modernization. It's something that we kind of teed up last year when everyone was talking about, really more focused on Open RAN and revolutionizing the RAN. At that time, I was talking to Amdocs and others about the importance of modernization and getting operators ready for anything beyond just trying to address immediate problems and challenges that they have from an infrastructure management perspective or even from a business perspective. And so getting that level of readiness up so that they can start to make this journey along the 5G evolution curve, which hasn't really happened, as you pointed out, Matt, to the degree that everyone had expected. So I want to see whether or not folks are really starting to make that transition in mindset and thinking to get that 5G ball rolling. Otherwise, you know, I think we can expect not much to happen this year either. So it's a really important topic that I'm going to be looking at. Also, just really curious about what the state of Open RAN is. I think it's pretty clear the whole Open RAN Squid Game thesis that I came up with like 3 years ago has played out. And just looking for evidence that there are some scalable plays that are going to provide some benefit to operators. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if there are any coalitions that are occurring within the ecosystem that are going to be able to deliver some of the promise of Open RAN. And then the other thing, network APIs. So last year, a lot about network APIs. I'm going to do a temperature check on that, see where we are with things. You know, I have my thoughts, and I'll definitely share them in our recap. I already think I know where things are going there, but yeah, I'm not going to spoil the fun here by disclosing too much. Telco cloud, and obviously, hey guys, I know that we're all going to be interested in generative AI. What is the industry doing in terms of a reaction to it since last year, where there was some reaction, but I don't think there was a lot of substance that was delivered. But this whole idea of intelligent or AI native network, how is that starting to shape up? And is it something substantial, or is it, you know, as we've seen with so many hype technologies in this sector, just another hype? Right. And what even with that hype, what is it that we can glean out of it? And what are some of those areas that we can focus on where real new value can be created versus, a hyperbolized narrative? And so those are the things. And of course, Earth computing. I want to know what's happening with Earth computing.
Elaborate. Earth computing.
Oh, you don't know about it? Okay.
No, I do not.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you guys later. You can look it up. Actually, I'll send you the link.
All right, I'll do that. We don't want to bore the viewers with it. Okay, I got you.
I'm just wondering if it'll go the way of metaverse. That's all. So
fair enough. Can I chuck another couple of topics into the mix? I mean, what we've mentioned so far is tech, but a lot of the conversations don't revolve around tech. They revolve around, well, not non-tech. I know, an intriguing category. Regulation, okay, particularly in that IoT space that we find ourselves talking about. There's a lot of regulation now, more and more regulation, things to do with data sovereignty. There's a lot of stuff coming out of the FCC about security and, you know, vendor selection and so on. I'm trying to be diplomatic here, but, you know, that makes for quite a potentially a sort of multipolar, rather more fragmented ecosystem, whereas used to kind of global markets and so on. So that could be interesting, and how you architect your solutions and your offerings and so on in that space. So that's pretty interesting. And then a lot of my topics, conversation now seem to be about channels to market and market segmentation and that kind of thing, because everybody's realized that you can't just do a if you build it, they will come, pilot high, sell it cheap, try and sell everything, same product to everybody. I'm thinking here about the IoT side of things, because that tends to be the focus. So understanding which channels you need to leverage in order to actually get out to the kind of people who are likely to buy. How do people buy? Are they buying through systems integrators? Are they buying through resellers? Are they buying direct from carriers? Are they buying, you know, in a variety of different ways? And a lot of the conversations I have are, what do we do about this? What do we do about partner programs? What do we do about these kind of maybe slightly more mundane but equally important topic. So there you go. That's my other couple of things to throw in the mix that I'll be talking to people about.
Okay. Well, see, folks, we have a very robust agenda here, and a lot of things that we're going to be covering at MWC 2024. And we hope that you'll join us on our journey, and you will follow us respectively, either at Transforma Insights, Next Curve, or both. You can find out more about Transforma Insights. Follow Transforma Insights research at www.transformainsights.com. And you can follow Next Curve's research at www.next-curve.com. Also, don't forget to follow Matt and Jim and me, and you will get all of the highlights, the takes, and the insights from tech as well as a regulatory industry perspective that's going to matter at MWC 2024. So we hope you'll tune in, and we will see you in Barcelona.